Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How are you doing, June?
Doing good.
So today we are talking about the Debonair Daybreak Robusto. This cigar is 5-inch by 50 ring gauge, comes out of the De Los Reyes factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Connecticut, and the binder and filler are both from the Dominican Republic. Blended by Phil Zengi. Price point is $12.46, and the cigar was released in October of 2017. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
Smoking experience, overall, it's a medium light in terms of body and strength. So being medium light, it's not a knock on the flavor compartment. It's just that it's more like it's not going to beat you on the head at all with strength, right? So in terms of flavors, very conventional, familiar kind of flavors for a Connecticut shade, such as like hay, cream coffee, really creamy, like a sweetened stone fruit characteristic I got, which is really interesting. I really guess something that's so pronounced in that sense, but it was definitely there for me. Rush or handling the cigar, that's kind of where you start getting the spices. So black pepper, some deeper notes of that cream stone fruit and note. It's almost like a creamy candy kind of a note. And then I started getting some hay through it as well. And then in terms of the finish, just subtle hay bread going on. Other than that, I mean, you know, the flavor profile is fairly intact in that sense. I mean, other than just perhaps the spice kind of increased a little bit as the cigar continued on. But overall, it was like a medium light delivery of flavors and body. Mm-hmm. In terms of the construction, I rated the burn to be very good. One notch below our perfect score. The only thing about that is, for some reason, on my first light, the thing just didn't burn. So I had to do a pretty big touch up. But other than that, I mean, it corrected itself. Insane amount of smoke production. I mean, this is, I mean, I don't know what they're doing at Drew Estate, but like they must put something in their cigars where they just smoke these things.
This is only distributed by Drew Estate. So it comes out of De Los Reyes factory in the Dominican. So,
okay. Well, okay.
Just since they're all within the same family, you're thinking.
Yeah, but like they, I mean, one of the things about I'm not the type to like to really notice. Oh, this is weak production smoke or whatever.
Right,
but
right.
Like this thing was just smoking like crazy. And I had this in my backyard, which was really nice instead of being in a garage. But other than that, I mean, good burn, tad ashes, even burn, cool, slow, so all good. In terms of draw, perfect. Perfect resistance, airflow, zero issues on that sense.
Yeah, for me, the cigar started out, you know, kind of light wood, a little bit of leather, some mild black pepper. That kind of transitioned over some baking spice and also added a bit of a coffee note to it. Second, third was the cedar coffee baking spice. Later gained a little bit of bitter char to the cedar. And the final third, you know, still, you know, charred wood. Bitterness increased with a bit of an ashy note on the retrohale. Strength started out like slightly below medium and then ended up just slightly above medium. So kind of, you know, slightly below medium, slightly above medium as the third transition. In regards to construction, this cigar was perfect. Razor sharp burning the entire way. The ash dropped once at the 3-inch mark, then held on to the end of the cigar. So one ash drop for a Robusto is a pretty spectacular, I think. Mm. In regards to the draw, perfect. Just about the resistance I like. I have no complaints in regards to the construction for the cigar at all. So overall, what are your thoughts on this cigar?
I like the cigar. I thought that it was overall like a clean, nuanced delivery of flavors. Notes, although not overly complex, I thought it worked pretty well together. You know, mild, medium, body strength, easygoing flavor profile. So this is one of those Connecticut shades that came out this year, or even like the last few years, you could probably say, in which it's not the new wave of Connecticut shade, such that, you know, there was a bump in strength, a bump in body, a bump in spice, especially. This wasn't that. This was more like the older traditional kind of style, but with more flavor, in my opinion. Another interesting thing is, I don't know if you saw this, but on the cigar band on the inside, mine had a day stamp of October 21st, 2007.
Yep.
Which
mine
is
the same. Mine was the same.
Oh, okay. I was like,
yeah. And I talked to I talked to Will Cooper, and I was asking him. I was like, these things weren't hadn't been sitting for a long time, right? Because he talked to Phil quite a bit, and he said no, he thinks it was just a stamp, an error on the stamp that they had the zero, the 07 instead of the 17, so it should have been a 17, or something like that. So I think it was just an error there. If these have been sitting there for 10 years, then that's an amazing feat,
right? But, and if it tasted this in 10 years, like in the beginning, it must taste like a fucking like spice bulb. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I was interested to see what this was going to be like. You know, Kinetic coming out of Debonair. You know, started off pretty mellow, hints of wood, leather, pepper, baking spice. After an inch or so, it kind of, you know, setting into that steady, steady cedar note the rest of the way. For me, there wasn't anything unique about the cigar. You know, I echo what you say. You know, there was a lot more Connecticuts that had bumped up strength levels, but there's been a few, you know, kind of traditional Connecticuts, and there's a lot of traditional Connecticuts that have been on the market for years and things like that. For me, this doesn't really do anything to stand out from those. I think I'd like to try maybe larger Vitola in this, just to see if it kind of, you know, I don't know, makes the flavors to be a little bit, I don't know, more. I don't know what the right word is, watered down, or somehow that they kind of just like come together a little bit more. It seemed a little bit out of balance for me. Hmm. You know, it's worthwhile picking up some to try it, see what you think. You know, it's a little on the pricier side. You know, a little north of $12 for a Robusto, kind of high. You know, I think this would be a really great cigar in the morning with some coffee. I think that would be a perfect fit for this, where the cigar would be. But if you're a fan of Debonair, you have to try it, you know, see what the whole experience is like and all that kind of stuff. But those are my thoughts on that. In regards to the scores, I gave it a 5.75. You gave it a 7.07. How do you think that matched up with your experience?
Matched up well. Overall flavor profile was good. Overall construction was very good. And that low sevens, I really enjoyed. Yeah,
mine matches up well. I mean, I thought overall the flavor profile was pretty average. The kind of got a little bit of a bump because it was exactly, you know, perfect construction on this cigar. So, you know, like I said, I want to smoke a larger Vitola. I want to see if maybe this just isn't the right size for me. But you know, it's you obviously had a better experience for your palate, so you know, obviously it's a good cigar. Any other final thoughts from you?
When I think about Connecticut Shades this year, I always think about, now that there's so many out there, right? It's like everyone in their brand is coming out with a Connecticut Shade these days, right? Mm-hmm. And I think about, all right, what would it take to differentiate itself, right? So like some really good ones that I've had the last couple of years, right? Of course, the Matode that we've had, right? Mm-hmm. Espinosa's, is it the Crema? I really like. So this one is, I think it distinguishes it kind of on the opposite end, right? Like being so light, well, fairly light without compromising flavor. So I think it's unique in that sense.
Right.
Or just trying to jam somewhere spice. I mean, there's some out there where you're like, wait a minute. Do I want to wake and bake on this stuff? No, I don't.
Like a JSM crawl, like a certain amount.
Like, right? Hey, man, rest day. Like, I respect you for what you did on that, but I'm like, absolutely no way would I wait. I'll probably end this in my night with that cigar.
Yeah, exactly. No. All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. Also, check out the full written review on the website, developingpaths.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.